Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Today is International Podcast Day. Hi there. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. And I am hungover. So there you have it. It's International Podcast Day, like I said. I host mornings on 107.7 The End. Take parts from that show and bring it all together here for a daily look back at what's happening. Last night was the debate between the president and the other guy, and it was some of the most frustrating minutes of television I've ever watched. I did not watch many because it was, first of all, I have a toddler, and you have a toddler on screen, and then another guy is a lifelong politician, and everyone's yelling. And that is challenging. But also because it's so vitriolic. Oh, my God. I guess moderator is a funny concept only in theory. That there would someone actually be able to moderate that disaster. We're so screwed as a culture. Someone asked me today, are the Proud Boys a white supremacy group? I've heard that a million times, but I actually don't know. I think one of their like higher-ups is a dude of color, person of color. So I'm not sure, but I think a lot of people associate them that way, but I don't know if that's the case or not. So if you know, fill me in. Well, whatever. I don't know if I'll include this in the actual news report or not, but the Tennessee Titans had 3 players and 5 staff members test positive for COVID-19, and they played against the Vikings, and both teams were going to shut things down for the week. In-person practice would be off, so you probably still have to watch film remotely, right? But now it's going to go a step further. The Titans versus Steelers game has been postponed until from Sunday till Monday, maybe even Tuesday. Oh, man, the NFL, you're wacky. New episode on International Podcast Day of my soccer-specific podcast, the Full 90 Soccer Time Pod. That features my buddy Brandon and I talking nonsense. It's mainly us laughing about sumo wrestling. So if you love soccer just a little bit and you don't want to be bogged down with boring details, you can listen to two American loudmouth boys being way out of their element, says Yan in a review on, I think it was Apple. That's probably the only place you can review. Brings me to a point. If you could review this show favorably, see how I'm influencing it there? It just helps us get more listeners, and it's also just encouraging to read. Anyway, let's see. Oh my God, did you hear the story about the dude with the goose? It's so gnarly. We'll get to that here next in the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, 400 new cases and another 24 deaths in Washington State have been confirmed. Looks like Uber drivers are going to finally start getting paid. Well, I mean, they got paid before, but the Seattle City Council passed a new rule requiring that drivers for Uber and Lyft make minimum wage, which is now $16. How will these rideshare companies respond? I mean, the obvious answer is that they'll raise prices, but will they back out of our city? A Lake Stevens kindergarten teacher is blowing up for her remote learning teaching videos that got posted to TikTok, of course, FYP. She really goes to demonstrate how engaging you have to be to keep young children interested in learning from a screen. Now you put anything you don't want them to watch on the screen and they'll sit there all day. And finally, horrific scene at Green Lake yesterday where a guy with a cane was attacking Canadian geese, striking several. The one he managed to capture, he then killed by decapitation and carried off. Good God! Police were called but couldn't respond in time, says ComoNews.com.
You just got news.
I can't even with the comments on that story with the dude and the goose. It's just wild. Now, the fact that the cops didn't come is concerning, and that's where the arguments lay, that, you know, people want to defund the police in Seattle and replace a portion of the law enforcement officers with trained therapists, counselors, to be able to come out and talk maybe people who are having mental issues into a safer spot instead of shooting them to death like sometimes happens when the police escalate. I'm not saying every time. I know some cops who are, as far as I know, okay. And anyway, I'm not here to get into that. The comments, though, being like, see what happens when you defund the police and the cops don't come? No. That's the problem now. Nothing has been defunded. The cops just didn't come. It was like afternoon time. So let's slow that train down and keep it from leaving the station or whatever they say, because it is problematic when a dude is killing animals in the park and the police don't show up for that. Maybe there's a good reason. I don't know. Just on the surface, that story seems like it sucks. Also, people catching video of that, I don't know how you would continue to watch a dude rip a goose's head off. That's the part I didn't say in the story, is that it wasn't that he got out his machete. I don't think you're allowed to carry one of those. And whack, his katana. He wasn't a ninja. He just literally grabbed its head and tore it off. Ugh. I bet you that guy has some other issues, huh? All right. Transitioning now to toys. I'm so pumped. I'm looking at my Baby Yoda and my Darth Maul, Star Wars, Funko Pops, right? Got a Mandalorian down here, too. I have a lot of Star Wars in this room. Anyway, I'm so stoked because they're going to do more Clone Wars. And they have a couple other Mandalorians. Like, what's his name? Visla? With the crazy, like, Darth Maul-looking helmet. Awesome. It's like Boba Fett meets Darth Maul's head. That's very cool. But the Ahsoka Tano Funko Pop is high on my list of items that I gotta get. I gotta get you. I love Ahsoka Tano. I'm kind of bummed that on the 30th, when The Mandalorian Season 2 comes out, that we'll have a live-action Ahsoka Tano, evidently. I don't really feel like that was... I'm glad for it, but she's always been a character that was never in the live-action anything, only in the cartoons and novels and stuff, so you never associated her with an actress, even though there's a voice actress that does it. It's just pretty cool to have... I don't know that the crossover is necessarily necessary, especially when you can... Now, if it was in Funko form, I'm all in. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A zoo that plays home to a couple hundred African gray parrots, very smart, high vocabulary, had to break up a parrot party because the parrots were swearing like pirates. One administrator told The Guardian, quote, "We are used to parrots swearing, okay, but we've never had five at the same time." Freddy Krueger Coffee is here just in time to spook up your Halloween. Nightmare on Elm Street actor Robert Englund has his own blend coming out. Brew up a pot and stay up all night, you know, so Freddy Krueger doesn't kill you in your dreams. And finally, Amazon wants to take you around the world from your couch with Amazon Explore. It's a one-on-one guided tour of places that we currently can't easily visit. Experienced tour guides are pivoting to virtual adventures while tourism is at a very low point. Ah, imagine getting a walking tour of Prague without the expensive plane ticket or the walking. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! To come full circle, last night before the debate, I had a, as my neighbor called, a walktail. I poured myself a beer, went for a walk with the family. It was very nice. I enjoyed it. Then I got back and he's like, come sip on some of this Swiss whiskey with me. And I was like, is it full of holes? Farts. I didn't know the Swiss made whiskey. Told me a long story about it. Cool. Went to Switzerland for his birthday. So jealous. And so he's been bugging me to come over, so I was like, fine, I'll come sip your whiskey. I have to learn my lesson that anytime I've had any beer and then switch to whiskey, beer before liquor, never been sicker. The hangover is so dumb off of, like, such a small amount of booze. What an idiot. This is the end of the show. 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 All right, thanks.